March 28th, 2020, session of TeamSpeak for HPSDR. My name is Dave, KV0S. This week, last weekend we had the session for the ham sci workshop. That was quite good, and that was Friday and Saturday last week, and lots of good talks, and they were recorded. In individual talks will be uploaded to YouTube eventually. There is a stream for at least Friday, which is most of the Tangerine SDR talks, so you can listen to that. Then also this week I've been doing some programming, also working on keeping up with my classes. We're doing online teaching now, which luckily for me I've been doing for several years. So that's about it for me. Next on the list, we have Greg, ZL3IX, shown as mic muted. And then we have Henry, PA0HJA, shown as recording and away. And then we have Mike, AAAK, shown as recording and mic muted. And we thank Mike for posting the TeamSpeak sessions to tsarchive.openhpsdr.org. Next, we have Phil, VK6PH. Go ahead, Phil.
Thanks, Dave.
You're a little echoey.
Okay, it's just the room, I guess. So, nothing much to report. Mainly working on work projects and moving staff around so I can work from home. Not no state to travel anymore. But, that doesn't have too much effect on it. A lot of getting set up with people so we can all working has been most of my job. Progressing and friends or colleagues or people with the virus, which is good. So that's my news for the week. Back to you, Dan.
Well, fine business, Phil. It was a little hard to follow, but I did catch you most of what you said. Next on the list is Bill, KD5TFD. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, folks, good evening. Yeah, nothing here to report. Hunkered down in Austin and really no radio time at all.
Well, and then the next on the list is Bob, VE3GKM, shown as recording and away. And that brings us to the end of the list, and we're open for general discussion.
User disconnected from your channel.
Bill, was there anybody there?
There was. I don't have enough permissions to drag them down now.
Oh, okay.
So I could barely, I did not hear much of what Phil said. You must be wearing headphones, I take it.
Well, I best I could tell, he was not, I assume he wasn't in his ham shack, but just using a device in the house or something. Is that right, Phil?
Yeah, I'm using my, trying to get the speaker in my office. And the microphone around the which I've been using to talk to my colleagues. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to follow you because you're echoey and it's like you fade in and out.
The settings, hang on.
That's worse. I had the occasion last week. I was on that conference, and I had a webcam on the top of my computer, and I didn't realize it had a microphone in it. And when I brought TeamSpeak up last Monday, people said I sounded like I was in a closet or something. And I didn't realize that there was TeamSpeak picked up that microphone before my normal one. And as soon as I unplugged it and got back on the normal one, everything was much better.
Okay, well, I'll try and see more.
It's a little better. It's kind of like you're in a room with a bunch of people talking, and whenever you hit a high-pitched word, it picks up on you, but then otherwise we get background noise.
Okay, I'll keep looking.
I did check your signal, and there are no lost packets, so it's got to be something to do with the equipment at your house.
I'll try it next week.
Okay, I got that you are going to try it next week, and it's not really worth. I can't really follow what you're trying to say, with the way it's set up now. You'll have to listen to the recording, Phil, and hear what it sounds like. Well, Bill, do you have much to say tonight?
No, it's pretty much the. It's pretty much lockdown mode down here, and no big numbers or anything, but makes everybody anxious, and work is unfortunately real busy. So I'm incredibly fortunate I'm able to work from home, but. I would like a little less of it, honestly.
Well, it does. You end up mixing home and work more, unless you're really organized. I think maybe Phil is organized and he can keep work in one spot, in one room, and home in the other. But that's always the hard part with working at home.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's quite lucky to be able to do it that way. Compared to the situation others are in, it's really not a problem.
Yep, it's good. My son is in the D.C. area, and they switched him over to working at home, and he said it's worked pretty good.
Yeah, we did it, I guess formally we did it 2 weeks ago, but my team actually started a week before that, just everybody on their own ended up deciding that they'd rather not be out and about, so it's worked out. We have a end of quarter freeze where we can't do any changes, so we had a big push at the beginning of the week to get stuff in and done before the change freeze, so that made for some longer days there, but it sort of tailed off and got a little quieter towards the end of the week.
Yep. Well, I've been getting some Go programming done this week, so it's been kind of fun.